What does the store that sells everything want to buy now? From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore in for David Brancaccio. Reports out this morning that Walmart wants to buy health insurer Humana and is in early talks to make that happen. This would be a very big deal if it goes through. Humana's worth $37 billion. But it may seem like an odd couple on the face of it. Walmart is the place that sells everything from guns to pineapples, and it's buying up a health insurance company. So to help us understand what's going on here, we're joined by Marketplace contributor Eric Gordon. He teaches at the University of Michigan's Ross School of Business. Good morning, Eric.
Hello, Sabri.
Why would Walmart want to buy a health insurance company?
Well, Walmart wants people to come to the stores. Humana insures a lot of older people. They get their drugs, you know, pretty often, you know, once a week, once a month. Every time they do that, if they come to a Walmart store, who knows what else they might buy. Walmart, which is the giant that scared everybody, is now a little bit scared itself. It's scared of Amazon, and we think Amazon is going into the healthcare business. So Walmart is fighting back.
Well, on the other side of this equation, why would a health insurance company want to combine with Walmart?
Well, it turns out that everybody in healthcare is in a battle with everybody else in healthcare to see who's going to control the flow of patients, the flow of money, and how much money they get. If they can do deals that save money when they have to pay the money out, like you can buy stuff cheap at Walmart, that will help them. The other big thing is Walmart has a lot of space, and a health insurer could set up low-cost health clinics inside Walmart stores, and that could save a health insurer a lot of money.
It seems like there are a ton of mergers in the world of healthcare right now. CVS and Aetna, that's a pharmacy and an insurance company. Cigna and Express Scripts, an insurance company and a pharmacy benefits manager. Why is this happening?
You know, everybody wants to save some money. Everybody wants to have control over patients and the flow of money. So, you know, we might end up where there's sort of one hospital company, one pharmaceutical company, one insurance company. And if insurance companies and drugstores and hospitals can merge, there might just be one healthcare company.
Marketplace contributor Eric Gordon teaches at the University of Michigan's Ross School of Business. Thanks so much, Eric.
My pleasure.
U.S. markets are closed today for Good Friday, but Japan's Nikkei closed up 1.4% and the Hang Seng closed up 0.25%. Tax day is coming up fast, and as if taxes were not complicated enough, for a lot of people, there's going to be a new issue to deal with this year. What to do with any money they made off of Bitcoin? The IRS has had rules for how to tax Bitcoin since 2014, but over the course of the boom and bust we saw last year, a lot more people got into the cryptocurrency, and the IRS has gotten serious about making sure people pay taxes on it. With us to discuss what your tax bill might look like is Kevin Roos at the New York Times. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning.
Okay. There's a lot of people out there who have bought Bitcoin and they've sold it and they've made money. They are wondering how much are they going to have to pay in taxes on that money?
Well, the first thing that they need to know is that, yes, they do have to pay taxes. For tax purposes, the IRS still considers Bitcoin and every other cryptocurrency akin to property. So it's no different than saying, I'll trade you this part of my land for this cup of coffee. For their purposes, that's a capital gains trade.
So, well, what is the tax rate?
So you'll owe as much as you would owe if you were trading stocks instead of cryptocurrencies. It's whatever the capital gains tax rate is for your income bracket.
Well, if I made $5 on my Bitcoin, do I have to pay taxes any less or more than someone who made like $100,000 on Bitcoin?
Well, technically, if you made any money selling Bitcoin in 2017, you owe taxes. You are probably more likely to be audited if you made a large amount of money. And in fact, one of the largest cryptocurrency exchanges, Coinbase, was forced to report to the IRS the identities of people who had made lots of money trading Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies on their platform. So the IRS is taking a very hands-on approach to this. They have formed a team of special enforcement agents to investigate cryptocurrency-related tax evasion and other crimes. And so they are doing what they can to go after people who may be trying to use cryptocurrency to avoid paying taxes.
I don't know, Kevin. This really sounds like you're pouring a lot of cold water on the Bitcoin party.
Well, a lot of people made a lot of money investing in Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies last year, and now the tax man's showing up. And I will say, I think there are interesting tax situations around Bitcoin that wouldn't happen probably in your average stock portfolio. So what happens if your account gets hacked and all of your Bitcoins get stolen? Do you still owe taxes on them?
My gosh.
What if the exchange that you were trading on was a scam or something like that and just shuts down in the middle of the night and you don't have any way to get those transaction records? So there are a lot of very complicated tax situations involving cryptocurrency, and that's part of the reason that these accountants are doing such great business. I mean, one cryptocurrency accountant told me that his business had tripled this year because of the influx of people who had questions about how to do their taxes.
All right, Kevin Roos at the New York Times, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thanks for having me.
Our executive producer is Nicole Childers. Our digital producer is Janet Wynn. Our engineer is Brian Allison. And I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.